What up, folks? Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WF. You can wear those when we get a phone call. Or you can put them on if you like otherwise. It doesn't matter to me. I've got guests across the way from the FCHS Student Council. We're going to talk about homecoming with these ladies today as homecoming is upon us here in Fairfield. I'm joined by Haley Newman and Cassandra Lyons. Good morning, Cassandra. Appreciate you coming on the show. I need to turn your microphone on. Try it again.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Haley. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
We'll need you to scoot that toward you. There you go. There a little bit closer. You're doing great.
Okay.
Good morning, Haley. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing really well.
Okay. Now, Haley, you're a senior?
I am a senior.
Okay. Are you a four-year member of the student council?
I am not. Actually, I just joined it this year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. I didn't really want to do the speeches, so you have to do like a minute speech right before.
I guess I didn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to do a minute speech when you're voting.
An election to the student council?
Yeah. Yep.
Who votes?
Your grade.
The whole student body, right?
Yeah. No, just your grade.
It's your class.
Okay, your class elects their representatives. Mm-hmm. At like a meeting or something like
that? Yeah, we have a class meeting, and you do a speech right in front of them, and I don't like doing
no
that.
No kidding. Boy, things have changed in 33 years. That's amazing. I wasn't on student council either, Haley, so yeah, don't feel bad. They never made them give speeches.
Yeah, I don't like the speeches part.
But how'd you do?
Well, pretty well, I guess. I made it.
You made it? Were you running for, now you're vice president?
No.
Secretary?
I am the president of the social chair.
You're the social chairman?
Yeah.
You're like Otter on Animal House. Say yes.
Yes.
Well, that's great. That's great. You don't have any idea what Animal House is, do you?
No, I don't.
That's a great movie.
Okay, I'll have to watch it.
You're Otter on Animal House. Cassandra, now you're a junior. How long have you been on student council? 2 years. So is there a lot of, whenever you have to give that speech, are there a lot of people vying for that same position?
Yes.
Are there really?
Yes.
How many were there? Four representatives per class?
No, I think there's six.
So you got six. So the entire student council has 24 kids on it.
Yeah.
Well, we have more than that because we've had a couple ties.
Oh, I see.
If they have a tie, then they just keep both of them. Yeah.
So if you have, they'll take top six and ties. Now, if you how many have you had then trying out to be on the student council?
My class this year had about 14 people.
Do you have to run again each time and like give a speech again each time?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
This is incredible. This has entirely changed my thoughts. On student council, I always thought it was a know-nothing, do-nothing thing. Well, of course, I wasn't on it, so that's why I thought that, I guess. But the student council, what is the focus of it is homecoming, right, for the main thing?
Well, we just try to help out the community. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
This is entirely different. We didn't do anything like that. You guys seem to have a purpose.
Yeah.
That's very impressive, Cassandra. I appreciate hearing that. Wow, I'm blown away. Well, congratulations on your election a couple of times.
Thanks.
Did you lose your freshman year? Did you try?
I didn't try. I was really shy.
Were you?
Yeah.
But have you come out of that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good. You appear to have. I'm glad you have. And congratulations to you as well, Haley, on your election.
Thank you.
Okay, but one of the main jobs of the social chair, I'm presuming, is putting together the big old homecoming shebang. There's this whole thing, right?
Yep. I had to send out letters to the paper and talk to Mr. Leasty about the website and just had to just get it out there, which everyone knows about it, but I just still had to do all this stuff.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Everybody who's here or is over the age of 18 has been through homecoming.
Yeah.
Presumably, either in Fairfield or at their own school, right?
Yeah.
But folks forget.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
That's true.
I got to tell you, ladies, as you get older, you're going to forget stuff.
And we do a lot of stuff on homecoming, too.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Homecoming week.
That's the thing. You're doing a lot of stuff that nobody ever did before, or at least nobody's done until the last few years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about homecoming week. I hate to comment on your dress, but I will. I love it. I love it that this is not your typical daily wear to high school, right?
Nope, not normally.
And you guys have a different outfit every day of the week or something like
that? Yeah. Yep. This year, we did, on Monday, it was homecoming t-shirt day. So you just, the t-shirt that you bought for homecoming week, you just wore it that day.
Okay, so could you decorate it or anything like that?
You could decorate it, make your own, but people really didn't.
They didn't?
No.
No. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. If we had Mercedes Grody, she would have.
Well, Mercedes graduated.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, she always went all out. It was great.
Yeah, yeah, that was. Okay, so then who was the... There was no winner then on Monday.
Was there a winner? Oh, we just, like, drew out of a bucket. Like, everyone that...
Everyone that participated.
We just put them in a bucket and drew it out.
So a participatory award.
Yeah, pretty much.
What'd they get?
Candy.
Yeah.
Because I was the head person on that committee.
Who won?
Cody Nobles and Ashley McGill.
Okay. So then Tuesday was what?
Twin Tuesday.
Twin Tuesday. Was there judging for Tuesday as well?
Yeah, there was judging. That day we actually judged instead of drawing on a hat.
Yeah. All right. All right. Now, so is the point of Twin Tuesday to actually look exactly like another person, or is it maybe could you have like an evil twin?
Well, you could.
Yeah.
We haven't had that.
See, now that might be the thing you might want to do.
Yeah, Cassandra, you could
make
do
a
that
suggestion.
Next year.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to. You know, make suggestions after the fact. Who won the Twin Day?
Was it the tourists? That's what I'm thinking. We had two tourists. They dressed. Normally what they'll do is they'll get an idea, and then they'll both dress up like that. So they were tourists. So they dressed up in a Hawaiian shirt.
And it was the pineapples.
Yeah, and khakis. And they
pineapples.
Had, yeah, and pineapples. We'll explain that in a minute.
Yeah, please do.
But the tourists wore Hawaiian shirts, khakis, had a little sunscreen on their nose.
Nice.
And had maps and navigated the halls.
Nice.
So it was really funny.
It was like they were looking for Pokemons or something, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Tell me what the pineapples were.
They just made, like, the pineapples design on a yellow shirt, and then they had headbands they made. It was awesome.
It had the little spiky green stuff on top.
Who were these people?
Georgia Coomer.
Georgia was part of that.
Georgia was one of
Jade
them.
Jade McCauley. Sammy Matthews.
Oh, so this
Taylor
wasn't
Sterling.
This wasn't
yeah,
just
they'd
a,
had like,
no, it was a big group.
There were five people that did it.
Yep.
So what'd they win?
Candy as well.
Everybody wins candy.
Yes, it's like first and candy. Second place gets candy and then everyone else just kinda loses.
Yeah. But they helped for battle of the classes though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. We counted
as a percentage.
Yeah, we counted as the percentage.
Oh, okay. So the battle of the classes was last night, right?
Yes,
well,
it was.
We're gonna talk about that in a few minutes. What was the dress up on Wednesday?
It was.
We're talking with homecoming. We're talking homecoming with Haley TV Newman and Cassandra Lyons here.
TV movie character day.
TV movie character today. All right, now what did you dress up as, Cassandra?
I didn't.
You didn't? You're on the student council, Cassandra. How about you, Haley?
I dressed up as Chanel No. 5 from a TV show called Scream Queens.
Really?
Yes.
Did ever? You see, now is that a Netflix show or is that like a?
It's on Netflix, but it premieres on, like, actual TV.
Oh, like CW? One of those
FX.
Networks I don't see. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I should know that one then, shouldn't I? Is that a brand new show? Or
yeah, it's on its second season now.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's really not.
What is Chanel No. 5? What does she dress like?
They're really, like, preppy kids, and they wear, like, dresses and a lot of makeup. It was,
what
I
were
was
some,
talked
what were the,
into
some
it.
Of the, really? Yeah. What were some of the fun outfits?
Well, we had toddlers in tiaras. They wore little tutus and had a tiaras, like really big
great.
Tiaras, and they wore like binkies.
Like a honey boo boo?
Yeah. 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 It was
they won,
great.
And then Hillary and Donald.
Hillary and Donald.
Yep.
Well, you got to figure Hillary and Donald.
Yeah, it was great.
Somebody's going to do that. Mm-hmm. Did they have all right, who did Hillary and Donald? Did they?
Logan Vaughn and Patience McKnight.
Does Logan, I presume Logan was Donald?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if they switched around or something like that. See, which would have been fun, too.
That would have been. We had actually a couple of those, because like, they had Lilo and Stitch, and some of them, like the boy would be Lilo, and the girl would be Stitch. We actually had a lot of Lilos and Stitches.
Really?
Yeah, we had like, four.
I have no idea who those people are, but that's cool.
Well, you have to watch the movie. There's a movie.
There's a movie?
Yeah. There's a movie and a TV show.
All right, who won? Who was the? Who are the Trump people? Trump and Hillary again?
Patience McKnight. And
Patience
Logan
McKnight
Vaughn.
Was Hillary.
Yes.
And Logan Vaughn?
Mm-hmm.
Matt's boy?
Yes.
Logan was Logan doesn't have enough hair to pull off Donald Trump.
Oh, they both wore wigs.
Oh.
It was really good.
It was great.
Oh, okay. So now I'm presuming we all got pictures of these things, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Are they on?
They should be in the paper
Fairfield
soon.
Site? All right. They should be in the paper sometime.
Okay.
It'll be
soon.
In the yearbook.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, see, now that's pretty cool. That's mm-hmm. pretty cool. And the goal of all these dress-up days, well, before we get off of it, you're wearing clothes today, I presume, is dress-up.
I am. I
love it.
As the 70s.
This is Throwback Thursday.
Yes. And you can take that however you want, because like there were some of the sophomores who dressed up as the 2000s, so they dressed up in like pajamas and stuff since they were like 1 year old.
So sophomores were born in the 2000s.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I am so old.
Yeah.
You cannot. Thanks for agreeing so quickly, Haley. I appreciate it.
Sorry.
That's all right. So have you had a chance to see some of the other throwback stuff yet, other than the 2000s?
I've actually not been at school yet.
Good for you.
Some greasers
on the 50s kids.
There were some 50s kids. Some people have been posting stuff on Facebook. But
Nice. So and you can't give me a hint on who's going to win on
No.
The...
Nope, not yet.
I'm talking here to Haley Newman and Cassandra Lyons. We're talking about all kinds of things going on with the Fairfield Homecoming. FCHS Homecoming is tomorrow is the parade and football game, and then Saturday's the coronation. We're going to get into all the rest of that stuff and mention the folks involved when we return here. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. We'll be back in just a moment. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. I've got kids from the high school, young ladies, pardon me, from Fairfield Community High School, Haley Newman along with Cassandra Lyons, and we've been talking about homecoming is this weekend. Tell me, what's the big story for the big parade tomorrow? What is anything going on? What's your can you give any hints as to what your class is doing for your floats, or is this something that's a big secret? Haley?
I feel like mine's not a big secret. We're doing one that FFA has done a couple years in a row just because my class is kind of lazy. And it's a really easy one.
I was going to say, I was going to use a different L word from lazy.
we're a little lazy.
Okay. I was going to use lame.
Oh, what?
But yeah, I can't really call your class lame since you won last night.
Yeah, we won last night. So
we'll talk about the battle of the classes in a second. Now, Cassandra, what's your class going to be doing?
It's too big of a secret.
Oh, it's a big secret.
It's so awesome.
It is the tremendous. Now, wouldn't you have liked for your float to have been counted in then into the big battle of the classes since the juniors didn't win?
But you can win money through Mule Backers.
Okay.
with the prize.
Which will help your class.
It'll help your class for prom.
Which my class needs that.
Well, that's what you said. Your class is lazy.
We're kind of broke.
Broke and lazy.
We're broke and lazy.
Well, that
it's
happens.
Not a good comfort.
All right. Tell me about, you had the battle of the classes last night. Yep. Tell me how this thing goes down. All right. I will preface the questions in the entire next segment here in telling you that I have no idea how this works.
Okay.
I've never seen it, never been to it.
Well, you should go.
Well, you know, I don't have kids. And we didn't do it when I was in school because we had a stiff for a superintendent. We had none of this stuff. They even took out the bonfire. You guys had the bonfire last night.
The bonfire is the best part.
The bonfire is the
coolest
part.
Would you like songs and have
Coach Townsend likes and some songs.
Yeah, Coach Townsend does.
Yep.
Really?
Pump us up.
It's interesting.
Tell me, what songs does Coach Townsend lead you in?
Well, the school song.
The Down by the River.
Yeah, Down by the River.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's a fun one. Yeah. We did yell that one back when I was in school. Yeah, that gets loud. Okay, how does the Big Battle of the Classes work?
Okay, so seniors met up at 5:30 and we got all our stuff together.
Yeah.
But everyone else will meet up at like 6 o'clock out front and get everything together. And then they'll announce them. They'll have them, the freshman class first, and they'll all run out into the football field.
Right.
And then the sophomores and so on.
So it's a bunch of competitions though, like superstars or something like
There's like 10 activities we had to do.
Yeah.
How many? Who won?
Seniors.
Seniors won.
Seniors won.
Seniors won. Who got second?
There was a tie for third between the juniors and.
Tie for second and third?
Yes.
Yeah.
How far ahead of you of the second and third?
12 points.
We were 12 points ahead.
How many points? Is that close?
Yeah, that's really close.
Oh.
How many points total did the seniors have?
100.
Okay.
Something, I don't
know. So it was pretty close.
Yeah, it was pretty close. Yeah.
Tell me, what were some of the competitions? Now, I remember last year the twerking thing.
Yeah, they took that out. They
How
said
come
it was,
they took that out?
Said it was inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
It was really funny, though. I liked watching it.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
And that was the one where folks would try to drop tennis balls or something.
Ping pong balls. Yeah.
Out of the Kleenex box.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
It was really funny.
That's too bad that's gone.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
How many did you have to drop?
Four.
There wasn't very many in there at all.
What else did what else did you have last night? What else got thrown out from last year?
They took out a moving pyramid.
Moving pyramid.
Because like you got stacked up into a pyramid and then you had to go like 10 yards or something.
Mm-hmm. And then really?
Yeah.
How many people in the pyramid? Is this like a 4-level, 5-level?
15.
3-level.
I feel like it was 10 or 15 people.
Well, if it's 15, that's 5-level.
Yeah, it was
insane. Big.
That's big.
Yeah.
I can see why they stopped that.
Some of the coaches complained.
Anybody break an arm?
I don't think anyone broke an arm, but we had a couple of sprained ankles and wrists, so they were out of sports for a little bit.
Yeah.
So they didn't like that.
Because of the homecoming competition.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, all right, then what were some of them that are in now instead of being gone? What were they replaced with? Because the old standby is there. I asked you a minute ago off air. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the tug of war, Cassandra.
Well, juniors won again. This is the third year winning.
You're very proud.
I am. Yes, the girls are awesome.
So now it's tug of war is all girls, right?
Yes.
Yeah, girls against girls and the boys against boys.
Oh, I see.
So
okay,
just so it's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did the juniors win the boys too?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. They did.
Ladies and gentlemen, strength in that junior class, huh?
Yeah.
Too bad you're a bunch of losers and didn't win.
Yeah,
I know. But tug of war is really all that matters. So, I mean,
are you sure about that?
All right, so you pull those other. What new ones did you have in to replace them?
Frozen t-shirt contest.
Oh yeah, they.
Wait a second. What in the world is a frozen t-shirt contest?
Well, you freeze the shirts. I think they're frozen for almost a week.
With water?
Yes.
They were through
freezer.
Water on them
yes.
first and then through...
Yeah. And then they were defrosted for maybe an hour. And then whoever's the fastest to put it on.
Is it really cold?
Oh,
yeah.
Freezing.
People said it was really very cold.
Oh, yeah.
You could actually tell on their faces that they didn't
just
like it.
Hitting it on the ground, trying to get that ice off. It was funny.
Who won that? Do you remember?
Freshman?
Yeah.
I think freshman won.
Well, you see, that's because they're younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're younger. They're probably thinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't have as much skin touching the t-shirt, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I see. Now that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, though. It was 70 degrees last night.
Yeah, no, it wasn't bad, but it was a cold T-shirt. A really cold T-shirt.
Did you try for your team?
No, I did not.
Who tried for the seniors?
Quentin Musgrave.
How'd he do?
He got third, I think. Well, I think it was third. It
see,
wasn't
you know,
bad.
That's so who got fourth? The sophomores?
My class. Juniors.
The juniors?
My class got last on most.
They won the tug of war, though.
Tug of war
is what matters to Cassandra Lyons. Haley Newman wants to win the whole thing for seniors.
Definitely.
Okay, well, I can understand that. Okay, you know, we forgot to mention earlier in the week you had other events night, right? What happened on Monday night?
Powder Puff Football,
yes. Right?
Yes.
Who won the Powder Puff Football?
The sophomores.
A lot of bitterness there,
yes.
Haley.
I wasn't very happy.
Well, did you play?
Yeah, I played. I played every year.
Yeah, you're pretty good. Are you a quarterback? What do you do?
I am not a quarterback.
Are you a pass catcher?
No, I am a blocker. I don't know the actual name for it. I'm one of those people that just block.
You block people.
People from getting
try to
the
get
ball.
In the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You try to get in the way. Okay. Yeah. Well, how about you, Cassandra? You would have to know. I mean, if you don't know what like all these positions are, Donnie is not going to be happy with the way he has raised you.
Yeah, I know the positions, but I've never played.
You've never played?
I don't want to break a nail for a homecoming.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like that. That's the best answer I've heard. Let me see the nails. That is very nice. You're ready for homecoming.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had the sophomores won that.
Yeah.
And those points transferred to the Battle of the Classes.
Yeah, they did.
Did the Battle of the Classes, with the seniors winning, did you win money from that, or how'd that go?
No. We just get our prize.
How come you guys, you keep talking about you're broke, but you keep winning you keep winning stuff, but it doesn't pay?
We win stuff that doesn't count. That's a bad thing.
Well, that's too bad, Haley.
But we have a lot of pride.
There you go. Yeah. We see now that's cool. That's fun. All right, what was Tuesday?
Tuesday was Power Puff.
Power Puff, not Powder Puff.
Yeah, it's Power Puff.
Power Puff.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Volleyball and
men's volleyball.
It's volleyball.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's dudes playing volleyball instead of, and they did this after the Lady Mules played,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Who won that?
The freshmen.
Yes.
Freshmen won that.
Freshmen won that.
How in the world, I'm going to ask a junior and a senior, how in the world did your class's boys let a freshman squad win this?
Well, I thought the seniors were pretty good. Apparently, they were not.
Apparently.
Very, very good. They got third place, so not last. But they weren't great at it.
I think it was our strength. We're just too strong.
You got
and the boys were just hitting it crazy.
Juniors got fourth, didn't they?
I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah. Yeah, the sophomores got second. The sophomores, I actually thought they were going to win.
Oh, it was tense.
They've got some good spikers, like the Estes twit. I guess they're triplets.
Yeah, the triplets. The two boys.
The two boys. They can spike it like no one.
Yeah.
It's insane.
How in the world did they beat the freshman beat them?
I really don't know.
Isaiah Phillips.
Oh,
he's amazing.
Yeah.
Really?
He had some really good serves.
Yeah.
Okay. And some blocks like out of nowhere.
Huh.
He just knows what he was doing.
Yeah. He's the volleyball manager, so he kind of just knows.
And his sister.
And his sister is Sabria Phillips.
Yeah, she's good.
So she's
very
really good.
Good. Well, you see, it's basically so the freshman cheated.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
They had a ringer.
Yeah.
They had a ringer.
They should have been disqualified.
Well, I can understand that.
Then seniors would have got second. Dang. I should have
mentioned
this earlier.
You won anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, then that all went into last night, the big battle of the classes. What else, what were some of the other competitions last night?
They had a sponge race, which you get like 20 kids in a line, and you get a sponge, and you have to pass it with like your chin and your shoulder.
How long does this whole thing take?
An hour to
well, that's
2 hours.
How much participation do you get? That's what's pretty cool. Do you get a lot of...
Well,
we had about 65% of
most
classes.
It depends on each class, because my class, this is the first year that we've had a lot of kids come.
Mm-hmm. And you won.
Yeah, yeah.
See, now that might make a difference. Might have won earlier.
Well, last year, the only reason we lost is because we didn't have a lot of people. We had, the body count counts for a lot of points.
Oh, I see.
And we did not have a lot of people at all. We got like second last
now,
year.
You guys are on the council. What is the purpose? There's fuddy-duddies out there listening right now and saying, you know, all these kids are blah, flibbity flu or something like that. They're doing all these things. And whereas, you know, and we didn't in my day, we didn't. And in my day, we didn't do this. We would have loved to have done this. I would have killed to have had this kind of stuff. What is the purpose of the homecoming week activities?
student involvement. Really? We just want to make high school an awesome experience for everyone.
Yeah, and it's also to get the kids pumped for the football game. Because a lot of people come, especially after this whole week.
They basically get in the habit of coming down there,
don't
they?
Yeah,
yeah. How much participation have you had in the float building?
Not a lot for my class.
You know, that's turned into that, I think, for a lot of classes don't have
a lot of classes don't have a lot of people helping out.
But tonight, we don't have any activities going on, so that was our focus.
So tonight is the finishing of the floats.
Yes, tonight is the finishing of the floats.
Decorating for homecoming. Student council is starting that tonight.
Okay, where is homecoming? Is that going to be at the school?
It's in the gym.
Okay. All right. What time is homecoming?
Well, coronation's at 7, and the dance follows that, and ends at 11.
I tell you what we'll do, folks. We'll take a short break, and then we're going to talk about... Oh, we'll talk a lot about the dance, and maybe I want to know what the tenor is down at the high school when it comes to the football. With the first time we've been 6-0 in 25 years or so.
Yeah.
And I'm talking with Haley Newman along with Cassandra Lyons here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. It is 9:45, 82 degrees outside on the way up to a solid 85. Probably going to blow right past 85 if we've already got it at 82. But I've got kids here from young ladies here from FCHS. By the way, you don't mind me calling you kids occasionally, do you?
No.
Well, they're young ladies here from FCHS, the student council. Haley Newman and Cassandra Lyons. We've been talking FCHS homecoming for the show so far. And I left you to think about it. Tell me is it different this year from previous years? What is the tenor of the student body with the football team being 6-0? Is it a pretty happy student body right now?
Yeah, we're pretty pumped.
Pretty fired up?
Yeah. I feel like we're going to have a lot of kids tomorrow night.
A lot of kids going to be loud?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I have a big fan section.
Do you bring cowbells and all that kind of stuff? What's the big noisemaker?
Cowbells.
It's mainly cowbells.
Mainly
cowbells. Every football touchdown, there's a cowbell in the crowd.
I got to tell you, I don't hear that.
You don't hear that at all?
I hear it some, but I'm across the way. You know, and they hit the train whistle too.
Oh yeah, they do that a lot.
And I don't hear that either because I'm busy talking.
My mom's got two in one hand, and they're huge.
The cowbells?
Yes. She goes.
See, now she's not in the stands. She's probably over there on the east end, right?
Yeah.
The end zone with all the other coaches' wives. So the kids are all fired up, huh?
Yeah.
Now you've been there for 4 years. You've been there for 3 years. This is your third year. Your fourth. Over the past few years, do you see more participation with the team being 6-0, or does the participation, does the record of the team matter as much maybe as having friends on the team? Having the football players being nice people,
I feel like,
versus unfriendly, ugly guys
like
we were in my
both.
Age.
I think
it's both.
Really?
Yeah, because our football players are actually really nice this year, and I like a lot of them. And I think there a lot of people are still pumped because a lot of people really like football, but they don't like the players. But that's okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just both.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. That's a good time. Then the coronation is the big coronation is Saturday night. How many hours will go into the decoration of the coronation? You guys are decorating it tonight.
We're starting tonight, and we're going to get there tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Yeah.
Really?
We really plan to get it done before the parade. We need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if we don't, then we'll go after the parade. Yeah.
So it's going to be probably 20 of the student council will be able to make it.
We need
all of the student council.
All the student council.
And then don't the cheerleaders help too?
Sometimes.
Sometimes the cheerleaders help.
What are you doing? What's the big, is there any big big main decoration that
well,
the whole thing?
Themes.
Yeah, what's the theme?
Rooftop garden.
Rooftop garden?
Yes.
No kidding.
Beautiful. It's
really
cute.
Yeah, Mrs. Hurd is doing a little backdrop, right?
Yeah.
Because that's where, is rooftop garden, that's where the kids go to smoke?
I mean, I guess.
That's a joke.
I was kidding.
I guess. I'm with you. That's fine. But you can't do it inside.
No.
So, rooftop, where did you come up with rooftop garden?
Well, we were looking at a catalog, and we just narrowed it down to our three favorites, and that's the one that majority voted on. So.
What were your other favorites?
Winter garden.
And rustic garden.
Yeah. Rustic's more like country.
A lot of folks into the garden type of thing.
Yeah, we really wanted. Year.
So the rooftop garden is more like an urban setting.
Yes, yeah. We're going to have like a city landscape all around the room that our art department is helping
really?
With.
Really?
Yeah.
So the bleachers will be up.
Yeah.
And the coronation is at 7 o'clock, but
yes.
when would people get there, want to start showing up, maybe to get a look at the decorations and that kind of thing?
About 6:30.
Oh, really?
Maybe 6:45 around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking with Cassandra Lyons and Haley Newman, young ladies on the student council from FCHS. Tell me about the attendance. How do you select the escorts, by the way? You've got all these attendants. You've got 8, 9 young ladies who are in the part. Well, not in the coronation. What do you call that? The court. Thank you very much, Tom. In the court, in addition to having the retiring queen, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got 12. How do you pick escorts for them?
Your class just votes.
Well, they get a big paper of every girl.
Well, for that matter, yeah. How do you pick attendance?
Well, it's the same thing. You get a paper with every girl's name listed, and then you check it off who you want. And then for queen, they'll narrow down to 3 people, and then you'll vote for those 3 people. Everyone will vote for those 3 people.
Freshman attendants are, you don't have these in front of you, so I'll go ahead and mention who these people are. Do you even know the freshmen? You guys are juniors and seniors.
Yeah.
I know some of the freshmen.
You know some of the freshmen?
Not all.
You don't care at all, do you, Haley?
I went to grade school with him, so I know.
Yeah.
Is it Raya Adcock?
Raya.
Raya Adcock and Katie DeVue. Raya is the daughter of Robin and Brad, and Katie is the daughter of Kathy DeVue and Dan DeVue. So now these people aren't getting voted at all, right?
No, they're just representatives, kind of.
Yeah.
Sophomore young ladies are Rachel Jennings. She's the daughter of Heidi Hoffey and Rick Jennings. And Kenzie Kolak, daughter of Kelly and April Smith. How do you pick which escort goes with which attendant?
That is selected by the student council. You just pick.
Do you pick if like somebody is dating somebody else, that
no.
kind of
no.
thing?
No, and we mainly do it by height.
Yeah.
Like if you have
it's
a really tall girl and a really tall boy, you'll put them together. And then
is that
the
right?
Short people, yeah.
That is the coolest thing I've ever heard. The whole homecoming court is selected by height.
Pretty much, yeah.
That is great. Juniors, Mackenzie Bilecki, she's the daughter of Mystic and Donald Bilecki, and then Kenzie Smothers, daughter of Donnie and Kim Smothers. And so my question then is, of these 6 girls, this is basically the warm-up crew to become homecoming candidates later, right?
Yeah, like
possibly.
Lydia, Jade, and Savannah were all candidates.
Queen candidates are, go ahead and
well,
tell me.
Lydia Griffith, Jade McCauley, and Savannah Newman. Barnhart, sorry.
Lydia is the daughter of Clark and Tricia Griffith. That's Lydia Griffith. Savannah Barnhart is the daughter of Rachel Barnhart and Jason Barnhart. And Jade McCulley is the daughter of Jason and Mary McCulley. And Kurt and, I've got this here, Christy Simpson. How about that?
Yep.
Okay, so now, actually, none of those girls are very tall.
Nope.
No.
That's probably how come you picked the senior. Okay, so the king candidates automatically go with the queen candidates,
yes.
I guess, then, right?
Yes.
I hate to be sounding stupid and asking stupid it's questions. Okay. But that's fine.
Yeah.
But that's me. King candidates are?
Wyatt Bora,
Macklin Snyder, and Seth Garrett.
I couldn't think of those.
Wyatt Bora is the son of Mike and Shelley Bora. Seth is the son of Christy Weaver and Dennis Garrett. And Macklin Snyder is the son of Chet and Misty Snyder. You've got a, well, you have a senior escort as well? Oh, those are, all the escorts are seniors, aren't they?
The seniors escort the others, and then we have the king candidates.
It's just football players,
yeah.
Senior football players.
Football players.
Golfers.
We actually vote on
cross country.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
Golfers and cross country. And
actually, we have a cross country on there.
Do you?
Yeah, Charles Maxim. He does cross country.
How about this? Mason Barrett's one of the escorts. He's the son of Michael and Lisa Barrett. Plus, I'm going to get through these, by the way. Devin Butler's the son of Dana and Melissa Filowitz. Adrian Lopez, the son of Maricela Lopez and Salvador Galvan. Charles Maxim is the cross country guy?
Yeah.
Nice. And he's the son of Christy and Jeff Davenport. Gage McGahey, son of Gabe and Stephanie McGahey, and Brant McGill, son of Chastity and Patrick Sudarth, and Garrett McGill and Amber Engelbright. You have student pianists.
Yes.
I see, now I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Who's your pianists?
Is it Macy Clark?
Yes. Macy Clark and Alex King, and then we have other.
Then you have Carly Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Macy Clark's the daughter of Wes and Rhonda Clark. Alex King's the son of Alex and Kimberly King. They'll be playing the piano. Carly Taylor is going to play and sing herself, right?
Yeah.
What's she singing?
I do not know.
It's a surprise.
Yeah.
Really? See, now that's pretty cool.
Yes.
There's no really rooftop garden song.
No.
Other than like the Ricky Nelson, you could sing Garden Party.
I guess.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool.
The other vocalists are... You don't know.
Oh, Kaisha Whitwer and Devin Grimes.
Kaisha Whitwer is the niece of Larry and Lori Barber, and Devin Grimes, the daughter of Don and Cindy Grimes. And, oh my goodness, I see who the mistress of ceremony is. You better learn some of these names there, Cassandra.
Yeah, I know.
Cassandra is the mistress of ceremony, along with Peyton Simpson, who's the daughter of Paris Simpson and Kaylin Williams. Crown bearers, Kenley DeVoy, daughter of Ashley and Elijah DeVoy. I hope I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
And Harrison Hurd, son of Jason and Natalie Hurd. The retiring queen, Georgie Demarett, daughter of Sandra and Craig Demarett. And Holden August, son of Brad and Becky August, is the retiring king. So when you talk to the retiring king and queen, I guess they don't have a whole lot of duties during the year, do you?
No, not really.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. Do they have a lot of fun?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
you
I think
hope?
They do. I think they do.
What are some of the things they have to do? I mean, after Saturday night, you've got three girls or three boys who one of them is going to be king and queen.
Yeah.
Do they get absolute power over the student body? That's what I'm asking. That's really where I'm going here. Can they command the student body?
Georgie did. Not kidding.
Georgie did.
Georgie was awesome though.
Georgie was awesome.
Queen
still
candidate.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah, still is.
Yeah.
But not you don't really get complete power.
Just some?
Just a little bit, I feel like. Not complete, though.
Well, I didn't see your name. What are you doing on homecoming night? You got a date?
No, I do not.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm just going friends.
I'm busy. I'm sorry.
Oh.
But I would. I'd help you out. But I'm sorry. I've got stuff going on. See, now that's the cool thing. You guys are putting all this together. This is basically, I think, don't you think all the activities and stuff this week will help you meld into maybe where you'll be good alumni later on, right? Mm-hmm. Is that because we've got this alumni dinner on Saturday night as well.
Yeah.
Do you think you will? Are you going to be, are either of you in your class presidents or stuff like that?
No. You can either be student council or that.
So. Really? You can't double up?
Nope.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do the now, the reason I'm asking you that is because those are the people who have to actually work after school is over.
Yeah.
Like, throughout the... Those are the people who typically put together the reunions.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why you're staying out of it?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really want to. And plus, you have to give a speech. I'm not good at speeches.
They do speeches for president and stuff,
too?
Yeah.
How long are those
speeches?
Interviews.
Yeah.
So it's not like Napoleon Dynamite out there dancing for Pedro?
No.
Wow.
That'd be better.
That would be
a lot better.
Now, Napoleon's dance was great, but you did have to like Summer's, whenever they did the hand signals for Summer, right?
Yeah.
Who would you have voted for, Pedro or Summer?
Pedro.
Pedro.
That's what the T-shirt says.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, ladies, it sounds like it's going to be a good time. Have we missed anything?
No, I don't think so.
Have a great time.
Thanks.
Cassandra, thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
Haley, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great weekend, kids, and have a great day, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Bruce Dickey Show.